The Adventure of Gadget the Mechanical Dragon. In the heart of the wide, windswept valleys of Gearland, there stood a workshop unlike any other. This workshop was filled with whirling cogs, sizzling circuits, and towering piles of shiny metal. Among these piles, a very special creation was about to come to life. His name was Gadget, and he was a mechanical dragon, built with the greatest care by a master inventor named Tinker. One sunny morning, with the of sparking tools and whirring machines filling the air, Tinker put the final screw into place and stepped back to admire his work. Gadget's scales shimmered with a metallic sheen, and his wings, a masterpiece of engineering, were ready to unfold. "All right, Gadget, it's time for your first flight," exclaimed Tinker with a hopeful smile. Gadget whirred to life, steam puffing from his nostrils like a trusty engine. With a smooth his wings extended, and he leapt into the sky. The air whooshed around him, and he soared over Gearland's meadows, the they. Whispering tales of freedom. The children of Gearland had never seen such a sight, a dragon that was not of fire and brimstone, but of gears and spark. They ran beneath Gadget's grand shadow, cheering and waving. Gadget dipped and soared, executing loops and twirls that dazzled the onlookers. Below, a little girl named Lila shouted up at Gadget, "Can you breathe fire like the other dragons?" She cupped her hands around her mouth to make sure her voice could reach him. Gadget heard and decided to show her what he could do. He turned toward the sun, angling his metal body to catch the light. Flashing his solar-powered scales, he reflected a brilliant fiery glow that lit up the faces of the children, who gasped in awe at the spectacle. Although Gadget could not breathe real fire, he had his special way of shining just as brightly. He had shown that being different is a kind of magic on its own. The children learned a valuable lesson that day. Just like Gadget, each and every one of them had something unique to offer the world. Tinker watched with pride as Gadget landed back at the workshop. "Well done, my mechanical friend," he said. Gadget gave a happy as if he was smiling, ready for his next grand adventure.